It is the final Tuesday of the month, and that means Mayor Spearman joins us on the Lethbridge 411 for Mayor's Minute. Thanks so much for taking the time to take our call this morning.
I very much look forward to these conversations.
Now, we know it's a very, very busy time of, well, not year, I guess, but just busy with COVID-19 and all the updates. I guess before we get to any of the questions from the city's standpoint, is there anything that you want to relay to all the people of Lethbridge on how you guys as City Hall are dealing with this?
Well, we're being inundated with questions, and we're asking people to really go through 311 with a lot of those questions. We're trying to respond as quickly as we can. We're going to ask people to be patient. The primary thing is to deal with the services that have to be delivered to the people. And I know there's a series of irritants that people are expressing at the moment. Try to be positive and try to help your neighbors. Let's make sure we support our first responders and those on the front line. Keep them in our thoughts and make sure we keep them healthy. And let's work together as a community.
All right, Mayor Spearman, the first question we got actually came in on the phones. I'm going to play this for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
I would like to know if he can put some more time, seconds on the clock, you know, when I'm trying to cross the road, the pedestrian signs, you know. I'm only 54. I'm not doing the Tim Conway shuffle yet, but I'm going to be there doing soon, you know. Canadian Tire on 2nd and 13th. I've had to drag old ladies across the road because they can't make it across fast enough before it counts down. And the cars are just ready to go. They're just gunning their horns and gunning their engines, you know, like it's just rude.
All right, Mayor Spearman, we'll let you take that one.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I hope the drivers out there are patient. These days, there's a lot of people with lots of time on their hand. People don't have to rush anywhere. Let's be a friendly community. Let's make sure people get safely across the street. And if they take a little longer than the few seconds that are allowed on the clock, let's be patient and make sure everyone gets to the other side and lives another day.
All right. And now we have another question from Brenda over on our Facebook page. She asks, why aren't school zones classified as playground zones? They all have playground equipment in them and kids play in them as well.
Well, there has been a difference. Playground zones, which are dedicated, are there all year round. And school zones generally have been about 10 months of the year. It does seem odd, but at this point, we haven't classified them all as playground zones. So that's been just a longstanding situation. And maybe something City Council can look at.
Pam over on Facebook, and it's regarding garbage pickup, with the dump now being closed for free Saturdays and people being in their homes a lot more with the self-isolation. Will there be more garbage pickup? What's the city going to be doing in those regards?
Well, what we're dealing with was people dropping off large items, and we were having queuing happening at the waste disposal site. So that was creating a health risk for the people queuing and the people working there. That's why we've tried to slow down what's happening on Saturdays as well. So we aren't changing the regular garbage routes. We ask people to put out their regular garbage and just be patient with your large items. We know that people have free time on their hands and they're using that opportunity to clean out their homes, but we just don't have the capacity to handle it safely at the moment.
All right, and we had one more question on Facebook. This one comes from Keith and Sheena. The government of Alberta told me cities can determine what's considered essential services. Does the city of Lethbridge consider tree pruning, grass cutting, and or landscaping essential services?
Well, you might have heard that yesterday we've announced that casual seasonal employees, about over 200 of them, won't be called back. So a city manager has made some determinations about what services will be done, and we will be adhering to the basic essentials.
One more question that just came in on Facebook, and this one is from Craig. Since so many businesses have had to close downtown, why isn't parking free for the few businesses that are remaining open and for the people that are visiting those businesses?
At this point, we haven't made a decision on parking. That one is on our radar. There aren't active parking controls to the extent there were when business downtown was busy. But I think we're having a more relaxed approach to parking right now, but we haven't made a final determination on whether there would be free parking downtown.
Mayor Spearman, we know there is a lot going on, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and answer all those questions this morning.
You're very welcome. Always great to talk to you and Sam. Thank you, Jordan.
94.1 Juice FM.